Day 12. Add 5. Ravenhill penned, "The light in the prayer tower should never be put out." Page 137. That was literally seen in the early church after Peter was cast into jail. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him, Acts 12 and 5. James, John's brother, had already been executed by Herod, so Peter's fate seemed imminent. But that fate took no account to the power of prayer. The word "without ceasing" in the Greek carries with it the idea of continuance. However, very literally, the translation means prayer was a rising earnest. This word only appears one other time in the New Testament, and it's translated fervent in 1 Peter 4 and 8. "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitudes of sin," which to me means to have a constant and earnest Christian love among the body. Such would, in turn, result in the type of prayer evident in the early church. Peter's situation looked hopeless. Well-known commentator Barnes penned, "The church was apprised of his imprisonment and danger, and had no resource but to apply to God by prayer. In scenes of danger, there was no other refuge, and the result shows that even in the most discouraging circumstances, God can hear prayer." Nothing scarcely could appear more hopeless than the idea of rescuing Peter out of the hands of Herod, and out of the prison, and out of the custody of 16 men by prayer. But the prayer of faith was prevalent with God. End of quote. When it comes to revival, there are those who are in the bonds of sin and in the most discouraging of circumstances. But as God delivered Peter, he has the power to bring the lost through what may seem like impossible circumstances unto salvation. However, prayer must be offered on their behalf. Fervent and continual prayer must be made by the church unto God for them. And he will respond. Why? Because it is not God's will that any should perish. Prayer focus today. On day 5, we prayed for 5 people to be converted. Continue to keep them before the Lord and add back to the 5 for those who have already accepted the Lord to salvation.